Good Sunday evening to you all. I am, of course, KG Chris Gardner, owner of the Houston Round Ball Review. Welcome to episode 133 of Folks Talking Sports. My colleague Willie Gibson will be joining momentarily. We pushed the start back just a little bit. Life happens, and sometimes life gets in the way, and tonight life was bad car battery. So, you know, you do what you got to do, and you keep it pushing, moving forward. But a car battery, we're here. So. And now Wi-Fi Spidey, but we're going to keep pushing through, talk some Team USA men's basketball with their winner over Serbia in their first game of this Paris Olympics. Talk about the media rights deal with the NBA and the NBA getting sued by the WBD. Your thoughts on that? A little bit about what this might mean for NBA League Pass with NBA's new deal with new partners. Also, who knows what we're going to talk about here in these next 60 minutes or so. But for a regular, a loyal follower of the show and on the Houston Round Ball Review platforms, CA37 asked me on Thursday's show, the Houston Round Ball Review takeover of the lunch break, asked me if the players who are participating in the TBT, the basketball tournament, and specifically Forever Cougs team, who advanced to the Houston regional, or the regional final, they won their part, if they get paid for winning their region. I mentioned during the show that I would find out, sent a text message, got my answer after the show. They do not get paid for winning the regional. The players only get paid if they win the entire TBT. The winning team, the team that gets all six wins, wins all six games of the tournament, that's when they get paid. That's when they split the $1 million prize and receive it via Zelle. So beyond that, guys don't get paid. Guys don't get paid for winning one game. They don't get paid for winning two games. They don't get paid for winning three. None of that. They get paid for winning it all. So it is really win and go home. And thank you for your time. Thank you for your effort. And I've heard that some of the teams that participate getting, you know, some name, image, and likeness kind of deals, some advertising sponsorship deals, things of that sort, but that's not through TBT. So the winning team, the team that wins all six games, that is when they get paid. They do not get paid for winning a regional. And speaking of TBT, more of TBT, and more of Forever Cougs, they will host their quarterfinal game this coming Tuesday, July 30th, 8 p.m. Central versus Team Colorado. The game will take place inside Fertitta Center. Rob Gray, the CEO of Forever Cougs, he said after their win on Tuesday, and he said it again on Friday in the media session, which me, KPRC2 Chancellor Johnson, and Manov, I think Manav is still with the Daily Cougar. Student, alum. Well, he will be an alum. Attended. And Rafael from Daily Cougar, sports journalist for the Cougar. We attended it. Rob Gray said he really, really, really hopes that fans do attend the game on Tuesday. Like to see the crowd, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 attend the game. It'd be nice. Men's team is trying to do a better job of marketing, promoting, and all those great things. We'll see if it happens. We'll see if it has an impact. Hopefully it won't rain. It shouldn't rain. Just be hot and humid, which is usual in H-Town in July, and not raining like it has been almost this entire month of July, and no hurricane, anything of that sort. So with better weather, hopefully be a better crowd. I'll be there watching the game with the Elam ending. And we'll see whoever wins. And the winner of that game will advance to Philadelphia for the Final Four. And then it'll be the winner of that on Tuesday's game will be two wins shy of splitting the $1 million. So we shall see. I'll be there. So if you want to be there, spend a few dollars and watch some exciting basketball. Watch some players. If you are a Coug fan, you remember from the days when they hooped at UH and wore the Cougar uniform, Come see them. Come see Rob Gray. Come see Fabian White. He will be participating with Forever Cougs for his first game of this tournament. He finished up his Summer League stint with the Summer League Rockets. Fabian will be there. You are welcome, CA37. I meant to reach out to you Thursday, but I didn't know how to contact you on YouTube, figure out how to message you or whatever. But yeah, find out soon after the show the answer to your question. Thank you for asking it. Thank you for your comments and views and watching the show and everything you do to support the Houston Rounds Ball Review on YouTube. Still waiting for Willie Gibson to join this edition of Folks Talking Sports, episode 133. So we're going to talk a little bit more. Who saw the Team USA men's team and with their 110-84 win over Serbia? Kevin Durant came off the bench. KD scored 21 points in the first half. Perfect shooting in that first half. 8 for 8 from the floor, including 5 for 5 from three-point range. LeBron James did LeBron James things in the second half. Jrue Holiday scored 19. Devin Booker scored 19. LeBron finished with 28 points, 9 for 13 shooting. He also added 7 rebounds, 9 assists. Steph Curry and Anthony Edwards each scored 12. Good team win. Big, I guess, one of the minor issues, concerns. They had 17 turnovers. And I think Serbia scored 26 points off those 17 turnovers. So that's a little thing you can quibble about. 10 turnovers in the first half. Did a little bit better, only having 7 in the second half. But KD did KD things. And CA37, you were first up with a comment on today's show. What's your favorite KD nickname? I hope to ask Willie Gibson this when he's able to log in. Is it just simply KD? Is it Easy Money Sniper, as Dwayne Wade and Iron Eagle was mentioning during the broadcast? Is it Slim Reaper? I like Slim Reaper. I think that's the best one to me. Slim Reaper. What's your favorite? You're watching on YouTube, Facebook. What is your favorite nickname for Kevin Durant? Is it the Durantula? I don't really like that one too much, but this is y'all's part of interacting on the show. What do you like? What's your favorite nickname for Kevin Durant as KD was sensational, had the crowd and his teammates going nuts in that first half? He poured in 21 points, 21 of his, what was it, total 23? What did KD finish with? 23. He finished 8 for 9, 23 points in not quite 17 minutes. So it looks like, it was great performance. LeBron finished 21 points. He was a plus 28 in his overall production. Joel Embiid with a good old -1 in a plus minus game. But hey, he got booed every time he touched the ball. Understood, because some fans hoped Joel would have picked Team France rather than Team USA in the Olympics. He chose Team USA. Joker did work on Joel, but Joel's team got the win. That's more important. But CA30 says KD. This referred to KD. Never referred to him as anything else. Thrillo, how are you doing, my man? Thank you for chiming in. If you just missed it, Thrillo, what is your, or do you have a favorite nickname for Kevin Durant? I like Slim Reaper. That's what I like. I like Slim Reaper, but Thrillo, do you have one? Is it simply KD? Is it Easy Money Sniper? Or what is it? What do you prefer? As we chime in here on this edition of Folks Talking Sports. Now we're going to talk money. We're going to talk money, big money. We're going to talk lawsuit first. Yeah, lawsuit. What are your thoughts on it? The WBD, Warner Brothers Discovery, suing the NBA. After the NBA went ahead and announced on Wednesday that they had agreed to a 11-year media rights deal with Comcast, Disney, and Amazon. Warner Brothers matched the Amazon package Warner Brothers on Friday sued the NBA. Thurlow being diplomatic. Slim Reaper is the best one, but he prefers him as Durant. KD. Okay. Y'all like KD. I mean, it's simple to the point. You know, it's all good. But all right, here we go. And the law and the suit was expected, as the first line Eric Fisher wrote for Front Office Sports. TNT, Warner Brothers, the sports, TNT Sports parent company, responded Friday, contesting the NBA's rejection this week of its media rights matching offer and subsequent deal with Amazon. The WBD lawsuit was filed under seal in the Supreme Court for the state of New York by the company's attorneys. In a redacted complaint, WBD alleges the NBA breached their contract on three different fronts, and it is seeking both preliminary and permanent injunctions against the league to, quote, enjoin the NBA from granting TNT Sports rights to Amazon or any other property, end quote. The network also seeks a court declaration that it matched Amazon's offer and is entitled to obtain those rights, as well as legal costs and, quote, other relief this court may deem just and proper, end quote. WBD additionally is seeking unspecified monetary damages, quote, if and to the extent that injunctive and equitable relief is not granted, end quote. In the complaint, WBD further accuses the league of, quote, carefully and meticulously crafting the Amazon offer to circumvent TNT Sports offer, including by agreeing to include provisions in the Amazon offer that the NBA believed and WBD could not and would not perform, end quote. The legal action by WBD arrives as the company, this is what it's all about really, as the company faces increasing investor backlash, a sagging stock, and downgraded ratings from analysts due to the loss of NBA rights. As the network tries to retain its ties with the league, clearly seeking to take its games elsewhere, the situation now is poised to become one of the most combative rights disputes in modern sports media history. Quote, given the NBA's unjustified rejection of our matching of a third-party offer, we have taken legal action to enforce our rights, TNT said in a statement. We strongly believe this is not just our contractual right, but also in the best interest of fans who want to keep watching our industry-leading NBA content, end quote. And I just love this response from the NBA. The NBA responded to the suit Friday afternoon with a concise statement. Quote, Warner Brothers Discovery's claims are without merit, and our lawyers will address them, end quote. WBD is trying to match Amazon's C package with the NBA, estimated at $1.8 billion per year, arguing it indeed has met those terms and that it did not believe the NBA can reject the latest TNT Sports offer. The NBA, however, contends that WBD's matching rights do not apply to an all-streaming package such as what Amazon has acquired. Let me just go back up a little bit. The WBD is arguing it indeed has met those terms in that it did not believe the NBA can reject the latest TNT Sports offer. Are you serious? You did not believe the NBA could reject the offer? I mean, I know that's legalese and what else you going to say. But did y'all really believe that the NBA could not reject the offer? Your offer? When everyone has said for months that the NBA was going to accept Amazon's offer? Even if you did reject it, you did match the offer? Thrillo says, comments, don't cut off your nose to spite your face, NBA. I don't think these moves are smart. I disagree. I think it's great by the NBA. And you can say it's petty. And it is petty. Adam Silver, the NBA higher-ups, as soon as David Zaslav made that statement, quote, I don't think we really need the NBA. They were done. They were done. Adam Silver and others will never say that publicly. They'll never admit it publicly. But everybody behind closed doors knew TNT Warner Brothers was toast when that statement was made by David Zaslav. I don't think we need the NBA. Okay. Well, apparently he does, because they're matching the offer. They matched Amazon's offer. Even though reportedly Amazon front-loaded the payments, 3 years of payments. They paid for it up front for 3 years. WBD took out a loan to make the payments, or make a promissory note of paying for those first 3 years to match, even though Amazon streaming reach is larger than WBD's max. So we shall see how it all plays out. As Willie Gibson and I said last week, last couple of shows regarding this issue, there will be lawyers involved. There are lawyers involved now. I don't know how long this will last. I don't see how the WBD is going to win and retain a full package. They might get some smaller package. They might get something involving regional sports. But unless their lawyers are better than, well, I'm not even sure it's going to go to court. I think it's going to be a settlement of some sort. The WBD can say, Zaslav can say to his investors, to the fans, we tried, we did our part. We matched. The NBA didn't want us. It's not my fault. I matched the offer. I did what I thought was best for us. I did what I thought was best for the fans. Adam Silver and the owners said no. They want to move on. So don't blame me. Don't remember what I said years ago about not needing the NBA. Forget that. Yeah, I said that, but I didn't really mean it. I was kidding. I was being sarcastic, you know. You know how money folks do sometimes. We kid. We're sarcastic. Don't. Yeah. Yeah, okay. But I think it was Rex32 asked a question about, here's a more statement on it. I had to stop right there, because this is interesting as well. WBD seeks to counter the argument in the complaint, saying in part, had TNT Sports and the NBA intended to distinguish between the way content was transmitted as opposed to the way in which distributed content was viewed by the end customer, they would have distinguished between cable television, internet television, and satellite television. But they did not, because that was not what was intended. As the league announced Wednesday, it said that Warner Brothers Discovery's most recent proposal did not match the terms of Amazon Prime Video's offer, adding that all three partners, have also committed substantial resources to promote the league and enhance the fan experience, end quote. And we're going to talk about League Pass in a second. Thrillo is his argument. And he's not alone in this. in this microwave society, NBA better be careful of the fans losing interest. They will just catch the highlights on YouTube. I'll say this. I barely watched Inside the NBA. Over how long, how many years has it been? 30? Whatever it is, I barely watched. You know, it's funny when Charles Barkley fails at who he played for stuff, and it's okay from a fan perspective, but at some point, you know, Charles's stick, not knowing who guys are and NBA guys, you're an analyst, you're supposed to know who these people are. So that wasn't funny to me. Some of the stuff they did, some of their stick wasn't funny to me. So I stopped watching years ago. That's just me. Some fans, heck, younger fans don't watch 10. They watch highlights now. YouTube, streaming, Bleacher Report, whatever. They watch the highlights now, which is why the NBA wants to go more and more to streaming games and streaming content. Miss Wanda Polk, thank you. The queen of supporters of the Houston Round Ball Review, thank you. No worries about being late. I'm glad you could make it here. Not a problem at all. As you can see, I'm solo right now because my colleague Willie Gibson is still having either car battery issues or technical issues, but life goes on and got to keep rolling with the punches. No worries at all. Not a problem. Miss Wanda, if you missed it, TBT teams, participants in TBT, do not get paid unless they win the entire tournament. Six games, got to win. You do not get paid for winning the regional. So that was asked earlier. I mentioned it. And Fabian White also, he said it himself when he spoke to us Friday. You can hear his comments posted on, of course, the Houston Round Ball Review YouTube channel. Yeah, they don't get paid unless they win all six. Agreed. But the flip side of that is, as Thrillo says, for those who are listening audio and not watching live on video, I'm a diehard fan. The diehard will watch the game regardless. It's about pulling in the casuals. And that's another reason to have it on NBC. There's still, for all the cord-cutting situations, the largest reach for sports, obviously NFL is the king, is linear TV. NBA is going to have games on NBC, linear, and ABC. So that should help. And they're going to have almost 100 games broadcast. I think at least 75 games broadcast on NBC and ABC. That's more ratings than TNT ever produced. So for all the cord cutting, there are still some folks who will watch the games. They get their antenna. Heck, during Beryl, I saw a few friends post on social media. You get you an antenna, you can watch the local networks and keep moving. That's what they did. So there will be local TV will still be around. Younger folks will. You got to navigate. You got to find. You got to thread the needle between linear and streaming. Warner Brothers, their Max platform, it still doesn't have the reach of Amazon. Heck, I don't have Amazon. I don't have all these platforms that everybody, some folks have. I have a select few, you know, in my budget, and I keep it moving. If I can't watch the game, I just don't. I don't have anything. I don't watch the WNBA games on Prime. I have not seen a Commissioner's Cup yet. I don't have Prime Video. I don't watch NFL games. I'm not an NFL fan. Don't watch them either. Don't miss it. Some of these games, NBA games, WNBA games, are going to have their finals on Amazon Prime. I might miss those. I'll make a choice. But if it's in my budget and I can afford it, I'll get it. If it's not, I don't watch. I can get the content, media content elsewhere from media platforms. And that's what I do. I don't watch all these games like I used to. Just don't. I heard a ping It sounds like he's going to join momentarily. There, oh, see, Thrillo, Miss Wanda, CA37. Brother Gibson wasn't late because of his car battery. He was not late because he had technical issues. You know why he was late? Look at how he dressed, Thrillo. This is why he was late.
Cut it out.
Look at it. Look at that. Got on a vest. Look at three-piece suit, Thrillo. Three-piece suit.
It's your own AJ. People, man.
Look at that. Look at that. That's why he's late.
No.
And got the kerchief, too. Looking like Roland Martin. Look at this.
Beyond people, man. Come on, man.
Oh, man. You looking sharp there, brother. Good to see you.
You too, brother. I appreciate you. My apologies.
No worries whatsoever. Thrillo kept me company. Thrillo is disagreeing with me, and it's all good because I have no problem with disagreements here on the show as long as it's respectful, and he is always. What are your thoughts? You said it. We said it for a while, that there would be lawyers involved, that the WBD would sue the league. See, Thrillo says right there.
Come on, Thrillo. Come on, man.
Looking at that old boy to hell. There you go. But what are your thoughts? Let me back up here. He commented that the NBA don't cut off your nose to spite your face to the NBA regarding their decision to go away from WBD and Turner Sports and Amazon. Yep. What do you think about that?
Let's see. A couple of things. Warner Brothers Discovery, my man made the wrong move when he said we don't have to have the NBA. That's where it starts.
That's where it started.
And so Adam Silver was like, okay, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Yes.
Let me stop right there. Yeah.
Okay. And interject. And you tell me if I'm wrong, if you disagree. If you disagree. Folks could say, Thrillo could say, Charles Barkley might say, Adam Silver being petty. But as a businessman, the comment was made publicly that we don't really need the NBA.
Okay. Well, I can show you better than I can tell you. Well, then there should be no problem right now because you don't need to have us, according to your words.
Yeah.
I mean, they can deny it all day long. That bore some weight in this decision, without question.
They will never say it publicly on the record.
Yeah.
But I've already heard it. Chris, you know, they were done. As soon as you said that, they were done.
As soon as he said it. Like, come on. But so, okay. So that notwithstanding, the fact of the matter is, and I don't think people are really realizing, and I don't know and this is where it comes in down to lawyers. What was the exact verbiage? Did they have the right to match any deal, or did they have the right to match their deals? Because they didn't match their deal. NBC has their deal at $1 billion a year more than what they were paying. I believe Turner was paying $1.5 billion. Mm-hmm. NBC is paying $2.5 billion for the same package. They matched the lowest package, which was the Amazon package at $1.8 billion.
Let me pull up the slide. Because let me see. Part of it, let me back up.
Yep.
Because part of it here, WBD is trying to match Amazon C package, as you just said.
Yep.
Estimated at $1.8 billion. Arguing it indeed has met those terms. And quote, this is the thing that gets me. It did not believe the NBA can reject, end quote, the latest TNT Sports offer. What the hell, man?
I can't reject. I don't have the right to tell you. I don't want to take your money from my product? What are you talking about?
Yeah. You know, that just throws me right there. Okay. But they argue that it's their kind of argument to the NBA. And of course, let me back up because I love the NBA's response in their statement on Friday after being sued. Warner Brothers Discovery's claims are without merit and our lawyers will address them, end quote.
Yep.
So that part is on point, but WBD seeks to counter that argument in the complaint, saying in part, quote, had TNT Sports and the NBA intended to distinguish between the way content was transmitted as opposed to the way in which distributed content was viewed by the end consumer, they would have distinguished between cable television internet television and satellite television, but they did not because that was not what was intended, end quote.
So again, you're going to tell me what I meant. Oh, okay. Come on. Come on.
Okay, Thrillo said, just for the record, his issue is only the WBD versus Amazon. The NBC deal makes sense. Yeah, okay. It does make sense more, you know, but the thing is, Amazon's reach is larger than WBD's, right?
Yeah, I think Max has 100 million subscribers, where Prime has 200 million before the NBA comes on board, which you know that number is going to go up. So, and then I don't know how accurate this is. I also heard where Amazon agreed to make payments towards the next
right. I mentioned that. Yeah, deal. Three years up front. Yeah.
Yeah. So, which WBD did not match that portion of it. They matched, 1.8 billion. Oh, okay. Cool. I don't think they have a leg to stand on, truthfully. I really don't. I really don't.
I don't either. We'll see. You know, neither one of us are lawyers. We're not attorneys. We'll see how it all plays out. You and I both think there'll be a settlement.
Yeah.
Before it goes to court.
They'll carve out some regional sports network games and yeah, they'll go from there. They'll get something.
Yeah.
But then again, who's to say Amazon won't come for Chuck and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie? Already said he's not leaving, but don't wait too long.
And your thoughts on, and Chuck's trying to, I think, straddle a fence here. Yeah. He was very critical of David Zaslav, and he said himself about the comment. You know, I think he said at one point he referred to people at Warner Brothers TNT knuckleheads.
Yep.
For the comment made, and he said himself, Adam Silver wasn't happy about that. And then last few days, he was like, well, you know, it sucks that the owners, the NBA and owners are thinking more money instead of thinking of the fans.
Yeah.
That's what business is supposed to, that's what owners have been doing for years, Chuck. Correct. But then he said, well, if Amazon comes with the check, I might have to consider them before I retire. Chuck, what is it, Chuck? Even though no one would blame him if Amazon said, Chuck, Charles Barkley, we're going to pay you, Shaq and Kenny, $30 million a year each.
Yep.
To do your Amazon, your inside of the NBA on Amazon. And Chuck says, okay, what do you need from me? Need my ID? What do you need
right.
from me?
Right. Right.
Okay. So I will be mad at him for that. But he's like, yeah, well, I'm mad at David Zaslav. I'm mad at Adam Silver. I'm mad at ownership. But if they give me a lot of money, I'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think what happened, he said some very, very strong, made some very, very strong statements against David Zaslav and WBD and TNT and things of that nature. And I think somebody might have pulled his card like, hey, Chuck, you want to look at that contract? You can't just go besmirching the character of your employer like that. You only got 1 year left on the deal. Real talk. Yeah. You might want to chill out. So then it became, Adam Silver, the owners, the this, the that. I don't know. I mean, God bless them. God bless them.
And let me say this for those watching on YouTube, on the Houston Roundball Review YouTube channel. If you're so inclined, we thank you in advance. You want to click on that dollar sign and support with a super sticker, a super chat. Do that. It goes to help keep the lights on the Houston Round Bar View on YouTube. You can do that way. Also, click on that shop button and buy you a FTS mug right here, like I am. I enjoy my favorite beverage. Try to get Brother Gibson to join me one day because he has that bottle right there of water, but he can take a sip out of the FTS mug, you know.
Yeah, I know. I got you. You're right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But real talk.
Yep.
Going to go to the league pass in a second. But I want to talk about realignment. Mr. Phillips, Jim Phillips said that the Atlantic Coast Conference will fight till the end. As long as it takes. Legal situations, lawsuits regarding Florida State. Your thoughts on that?
What is he supposed to say?
Exactly.
I mean, that's my thought. Like,
I'm glad he said it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's supposed to say that. Yeah, he has to, you know, placate to his constituency. Yeah. We're going to do it. Yeah, so. Okay.
But, you know, it's just some folks say too little, too late.
Yeah, right.
You know, so that part I agree with, because he is not Brett Yormark. Brett Yormark is almost too talkative, right. Some folks would say. Jim Phillips is, you know, I guess he's old school, almost, I don't know, different generation maybe, but at least he said something.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the ACC coaches? Some people, I guess even in the ACC administration, not happy with their lack of coverage from ESPN, their lack of having their own Paul Feinbaum version on their ACC network, someone like that for the call-in show or their live streaming show for people to chime in and keep the ACC in discussion. What do you think about that?
I mean, Paul Feinbaum's been a stalwart for the SEC and in that conference and in the South for decades.
Right.
So who is that comparison? Who is that person in the ACC? I don't know. Mark Packer? I don't know. I mean,
yeah. I was thinking, because I think he's passed away now, hasn't he? Billy Packer?
Yeah, Billy Packer has Mark's his son.
Right.
Yeah, Billy Packer. Yeah. So
someone like that, but I mean that's more basketball than football.
Right. So that's not ESPN's fault. I mean, I'm sure if that person had the cachet of a Paul Feinbaum and it was worth their while, they would do it. So
Yeah, because that seems to be more of a you problem.
Right.
You have the network.
Yep.
You should know your personnel. You should know the landscape of your audience, the talent, personnel at your disposal. And if there's not a Paul Feinbaum, then that's on y'all.
That's on there. That's,
you know,
that's not ESPN's fault.
Now, you could blame ESPN for other things. And right. They put all their eggs in the SEC basket and football, all that kind of stuff, yes. But in terms of your own network,
that's not their fault.
You know, start your own show. Create someone. Help someone down the line become the ACC version of Paul Feinbaum. You know, I mean, that's just me on that one. But, all right. This is long-winded. Oh, has anything changed, Mr. Gibson, regarding the Big Ten of Florida State?
No. No, media days or this past week, no. Not a mention. No.
But more, the Big Ten seems, Commissioner, he's...
Tony Petitti seems to be cool at 18 right now, but if the right name came along, three letters, UNC, I don't know, not FSU, UNC, I'm sure he would listen, but... No. I know some other interesting things came out of the Big Ten last week, but that's, it was interesting. I don't know if you saw the Deshaun Foster open to his press conference, his media availability on Wednesday.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know if he got a little nervous, and I mean, I wish him well. It's a bad look, but he can recover. He just rambled. He's like, yeah, you know, you guys have heard about a lot about UCLA. We're in Los Angeles, with USC, and it was literally a lot of uhs and pauses and anybody any questions. It was just like, I don't know if he was nervous. His comm staff didn't prepare him. he's just not a public speaker. This is the first, I mean, it's the first time I made a coach. I don't know, but it was not the best start for him in the Big Ten. But, you know, we'll see. Some other things to me that kind of suck out is we talked about the travel. We talked, you know, that was a big thing with the new schools coming in, which, by the way, and I'm still working on finding this out why, you know, like the whole big thing with the SEC, July 1, Texas and Oklahoma came. For whatever reason, the four West Coast schools that joined the Big Ten are not official Big Ten members yet. They didn't become members on July 1. They don't become official Big Ten members until August 2nd.
Same with the ones for the Big 12.
And I'm still trying to figure out why. Yeah. No one's has given me an answer as to why that is. But so, yeah, officially they're not Big Ten members yet. But something that stuck out to me is just the whole travel. Rutgers plays a Friday night game at USC. Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means you're either leaving Wednesday. I can't see you going cross country New Jersey to LA on a Thursday playing on Friday. So that tells me you have to leave on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So you have a bye week beforehand?
No, they play. Hey. The bye week is after. The bye week is
makes
after.
Makes no sense.
The bye week is after. So they play on Saturday. They practice Sunday. They're off Monday using the Ohio State schedule. I don't know if this is Rutgers schedule or not, but play Saturday, practice Sunday, off Monday, practice Tuesday, practice Wednesday, then you're flying cross country. You're there Thursday, maybe you walk through and you play Friday night. And then conversely, the same thing later the week. I think it's a week after. It is. It's a week later. Oregon plays at Purdue on Friday night. They play the week prior and they get a bye after. So welcome to the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah.
No, CA37. No. So no,
they don't miss Quinn Ewers.
No, okay.
But Big Thrillo asks this: what's going to happen with Georgia and all their off the field troubles?
That's interesting. We've been talking about that up here because, and this is not to excuse anything that happens anywhere else, but it's always interesting that those don't get reported quite as largely as an Ohio State transaction would have, or a Texas transgression would have.
Mm-hmm.
It's always interesting to me that Kirby Smart, you know, we call him Teflon Don because nothing sticks. The Jalen Carter piece where the young lady unfortunately was racing and she and then a player were killed. Not a lot's been said about nothing.
Yep, very little.
Yeah, and so there's been other things, this being the latest. It's going to be interesting.
A good number of the players have been arrested for speeding tickets.
Yep.
And they're losing some NIL money. Yeah. That's how they're handling it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, okay.
Right.
How about this one?
Were they close? They were in the mix. The issue with Ohio State and this came up as well in Big Ten meetings this past week. Ohio State wanted guys to wait. They wanted guys to wait till after the Cotton Bowl because they wanted to see what they had with Devin Brown. They wanted to see what they had with Lincoln Clingholtz. They wanted to see what they had currently before they decided who they wanted in the portal. Because Dylan Gabriel, who conversely ended up actually going to Oregon, was in the building, wanted to come to Ohio State, but they asked him to wait. Same with Cam Ward. They asked him to wait until after the Cotton Bowl so they can assess where they were and then make a decision, and those guys didn't want to wait. So, yes, they were close on Cam Ward.
Thank you, sir. Okay. This stuff is kind of long. Let me see. So I'm kind of going to bounce around the slide info here, but what does NBA Amazon deal mean for League Pass? The league's direct-to-consumer streaming service that gives users access to every out-of-market game has been operated by TNT Sports under the current media agreement. We all know that. The league owns League Pass, NBA TV, and NBA.com. But all three assets are run by what was previously known as Turner Sports. As part of the league's new media deal, NBA League Pass and WNBA League Pass will be distributed through Amazon's third-party global channel store destination. The partnership will limit distribution on other platforms, according to ESPN, meaning fans' ability to subscribe through options such as YouTube TV could go away. Your thoughts on that right there?
That's interesting. That's, I know YouTube TV didn't want to hear that. But, I mean, what? They're paying $1.8 billion? You gotta, I mean, I'm quite sure they there were some concessions that had to take place in order to make sure that they got the bang for their buck, if you will. So,
and I wonder if YouTube TV is going to sue.
Yeah.
Was that being petty? I'm sorry.
Yeah, very.
But if and how Amazon's presence will affect League Pass remains unknown. A Prime Video spokesperson deferred questions about League Pass's broadcast setup and potential tweaks to the NBA. An NBA spokesperson did not respond to Front Office Sports request for comment. And this info is via Alex Schiffer from Front Office Sports. Despite its struggles, the League Pass app's popularity has been growing. Total numbers have never been disclosed, but in April 2023, the NBA announced League Pass had grown by more than 50%, while viewership was up 48%. In February, the NBA said League Pass subscriptions were up 12%, while global viewership was up 13%. The demand is there, but its flaws persist. Could a change in partner improve the product? It depends on whom you ask. Thoughts right there. First, have you had problems with NBA League Pass, or do you even have a League Pass?
I do. I haven't had any problems with it.
Me either.
So I'm looking at it.
Yeah, let me back up. Yeah. I have it through my broadband, so that's UVerse.
Yeah.
When I log in via the app on Roku on TV, I have had issues. So I'm trying to log in. It wouldn't recognize my account, my username, my password. So I just go back to you, because I would go to the app to try to watch some of the different functionality that is available through the app than just on the TV. Just TV, just a game. It's nothing.
Right.
No highlights, no halftime show, none of that stuff.
Right.
So I tried to watch that and I didn't get it. I was like, well, whatever. I'll just go back and watch it on TV. So, Willie, I'm old. I don't really, if I can't get it after a couple of tries, I'm done.
I get it. So, I get it. Nah.
All right. Rich Greenfield from the founder of Lightshed Partners said, I think Amazon is one of the best sellers of products on planet Earth. When you look at their success selling Max subscriptions, it's interesting how he said Max this whole issue, but WBD and Amazon, but or Paramount Plus subscriptions, there's no doubt Amazon Prime channels will do a better job selling League Pass than anyone else could. But others are skeptical given the small slice of revenue pie League Pass brings to the NBA. Patrick Crakes, he's a go-to person, media consultant. Quote from him. I think Amazon will be helpful to this, but in general, I don't see a lot changing because in the short run, 5 years, things are going to stay the way they are. The sub numbers are fuzzy for a reason. We all know that. If you don't see the subscription numbers, that means not very good.
Yeah.
And that's because there's a bunch of people in there and it's an important product, but it's not a mainstream general market product. Adding Amazon to the mix probably will help with that evolution because they'll bring some technology infrastructure and that will be a good thing. But the big thing is I think it's going to endure. There's going to be a need for this product, but it's not like there's 8 million subscribers to this product, meaning League Pass. I want to get to the issue. All right. Okay. This is the last thing we're going to do regarding this, because I've got a few more slides, but this part right here the conclusion of it is really the important thing to me. But Craig said the most successful out-of-market product that has existed in sports is NFL Sunday Ticket, which never had more than 2 million subscribers, he said. NBA projects annual league revenues to be $13 billion before revenue sharing and debt payments. Even if League Pass had 1 million subscribers on the $99 plan, which it likely doesn't, it would still represent just 0.76% of total revenue. Similarly, given the small part NBA TV plays in league revenue, Crakes wondered whether WBD's ability to retain operating the station could be part of a possible settlement between the two sides. So that's what I think will end up happening. As you said earlier, when we talked about the WBD and NBA, they're not going to go to court. They're going to settle. So I think some form of settlement would involve the regional sports networks, League Pass, all those things, because you know it. CN37 knows it. Big Thriller knows it. Miss Wanda knows it. The regional sports networks are having problems, yes. But they cut bigger checks, larger checks to the teams, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, than any other side streaming deals that teams have, or like Utah Jazz trying to do with Well Created, the Phoenix Suns have created. Those checks are much smaller than what you could get from a regional sports package.
Right.
So I think at some way, somehow, they're going to keep it together. We'll see how it all plays out. What do you say to that, sir?
I agree with that. I do. You're right. Because the numbers don't correlate to what you would think they do. So I think, I agree with that. I can't add anything to that.
Like, I think the Cavs or Detroit, somebody gets like $20 million from their RSN. So if I equate it to the Rockets and the Astros, if they get similar, $10, $15, $20 million from Space City Home Network, which is their joint venture now.
Right.
That is still going to be much larger, I think, than anything they could get streaming their games, airing their games on local TV. It's all great. I love it. You know, goes back, if it went back to like it used to be years ago and being available over the air. But you know how much money you have to get, revenue you have to get from the companies, the advertisers, the local car stations, local car dealerships, whatever, to get to $10, $15, $20 million.
Right.
So, yeah, that's years down the line. I won't say anything more about the Rockets and my efforts to get an interview about that. But anyway, because I keep getting told no on all that, but I digress. Okay, Brother Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
A.D. Moore, our colleague,
mm-hmm.
will be
coming my way.
Yes, in Canton this week for the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction enshrinement ceremony. Have you and him talked about meeting at some point in Canton or around Canton?
We talked about it a few months ago. I haven't talked recently, but I'm sure those to use the sports vernacular, those talks will intensify this week.
All right. And we can wrap it up with this comment, because I want to get your thoughts on today's game.
Yeah.
How did Derek White get more minutes versus Serbia than Jason Tatum?
Matchups. He talked about it.
And a guy named Durant.
Matchups. KD's back in the building. That plays Jason Tatum's position.
KD played almost 17 minutes. Derek White played almost 16 minutes. KD scored 23 points, 21 in the first half. Jason Tatum did not play. Neither did Tyrese Halliburton. But LeBron played
a game. You're not going to play everybody.
Right. a 40-minute game. You got 12. I don't know about Derek White, but for the most part, almost all of them are going to be Hall of Famers.
Right, yeah.
So maybe 11 Hall of Famers out of 12. Someone may not going to play.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr said to Wendy afterwards that he was an idiot for not playing Jason Tatum, even though he said earlier in the comment, he talked to Jason before the game about the chances of him not playing.
Right.
So then, Steve, you're not an idiot. If you talk to JT before the game and said you may not play because KD's going to play,
Who's mad they're not playing in the Olympics? I mean, really?
Fans.
Yep. Yep.
And JT might play Wednesday against South Sudan. South Sudan beat Puerto Rico today.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure KD and LeBron, they have not forgotten what happened last week. And you said, are you going to change your margin of victory?
Nope, I was just about to say it. I'm doubling down. They'll beat South Sudan by 60. Yep.
60. Well, it beat Serbia. Was it? It beat Serbia by 26 today.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, the plus minus, check the plus minus out on that. So, Jokic played
30 minutes. Minus one.
Yeah. He was, no, it was even when he was there. And minus 26 in the 10 minutes he sat out. Like, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Might as well. Yeah. So, it's like, that tells me all I needed to know about Serbia. Yeah. But Canada's the problem. Canada's the one. I mean, Canada's the one. South Sudan, I'm not concerned with.
Oh, no, yeah, my bad. Joel was, he was a plus minus eight today. Yeah, minus eight.
Yeah.
Even worse. So, yeah.
Yeah, so. We'll see.
But yeah, that game is Wednesday. We shall see. Team USA, they were 18 for 32. Is that right? That sounds a little, yeah, from three. 18 for 32 from three.
Okay.
Well, they shoot like that, they're not gonna lose. The turnovers were a problem. They had 17. That's probably seven too many.
Yeah.
10 in the first half. Oh, but I want to get your thoughts on this.
Sure.
And Timothy Taylor, you as well. Thank you for chiming in, Timothy. What do you have a favorite Kevin Durant nickname?
No.
I'm the only one.
You do?
I like, because CA37, he said no. He just calls him KD.
Yeah.
Thrillo said, this is early in the show, brought it up earlier in the show. Thrillo said that he just calls him, you know, he said the Slim Reaper sounds the best, but he just calls him KD. I like Slim Reaper. Okay, that's my favorite one, is Slim Reaper.
Yeah.
It's not Easy Money Sniper. It's not anything else. It's Slim Reaper. That's my favorite one.
I got you. Nah, it's KD. Yeah, it's KD.
So, you know, it's, hey. It's interesting. Some folk, and after a while, I just called him KD as well. But years ago, yeah. Slim Reaper kind of caught on for a bit. And early on, Kevin was like, I don't really like that either. But then a little bit, he's like, yeah, I do like it. I like it. And then it kind of faded away. So,
right.
But we'll see if he comes off the bench. Can you imagine that bench strength if he comes off the bench? But, you know, I mean, the options and flexibility that the team has. They just take care of the ball, play defense, and make threes. They'll be fine. Yeah. That's, you know, let's do that. LeBron being LeBron. And see, Timothy says, everybody, KD is his nickname.
Yep.
It's one of his nicknames. It's right. One of them. It is right. The preferred one, apparently, by the audience chiming in this evening edition of Folk Talking Sports. And that's cool. But I like the Slim Reaper, it just sounds good. And the drawings you can do, the animation, everything, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. But you know, I mean, heck, I'm KG, you know. So some folks call me that. Some folks call me Chris. But, hey, you know, but whatever. Oh.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Cool. KD's mom just became a honorary Zeta. Cool. Thank you for that, Thrillo. All right. All right, Brother Gibson.
Yes, sir.
Since you are consistent in your discussion and your firm belief that the Big Ten will not add Florida State.
Yep.
There's not much more to discuss on that. We haven't changed on that. You know, the Big 12 may eventually add Florida State and Clemson, even if it's a stopgap, once they finalize their legal issues with the ACC, because they don't have anywhere else to go. It's not going to be the Big Ten, not going to be the SEC.
No.
They're not going independent. They're not going independent. Who's going to pay them $60 million to go independent? You know,
nobody.
Not happening. Real quick. I don't remember his name, but it was on Bill Simmons' podcast. Talking about, this person said to look for WNBA players to have a strike in a few years against the WNBA because of salaries. No. Oh no, the person also said that another league will form. A rival league will form that can pay the players more money than they're currently making in the WNBA.
So a rival league to the NBA supported league? Oh, okay.
Where would they play?
No.
NBA arenas? No. When will they play? Because they play in the fall, they're going against college, which would kind of defeat the purpose if you want eyeballs.
Yep.
If they play in the summer, where will they play in terms of NBA style arenas? And because some of the teams don't play in NBA arenas right now.
Right.
Next, who would pay for it?
They just expanded to Toronto, Miami, San Francisco.
Not Miami. Not yet.
Not yet. All right.
Toronto and San Francisco and the Bay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see this. But okay, a couple of things. Justin, thank you, man. No worries about it. Just watched on demand on Roku on the BS3 network. That's part of the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with that. That's been part of the Olympics for years. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And some of them, heck, Joel Embiid opted to play for Team USA. So yeah. you have that happen sometimes as well. So some do, some don't. I mean, I got no problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But this from Thrillo. I did not see the video of all the scouts at the Cy Fair girls basketball game, but I'm sure they were there to see Aaliyah Chavez.
The Buckeyes were in the building.
Thrillo, I'm being serious, but I'm not being serious. Was Coach Huey there? Did you see Coach Huey in the video? But Aaliyah Chavez, here's a quick info. Aaliyah Chavez attends Lubbock Monterey High School. Will, in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
As Thrillo mentioned here, she plays AAU ball for Cy Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Cy Fair is in the Houston area.
Okay.
Thrillo, for Will's knowledge, type in Justin 2, whatever. How far it is from Cy Fair, Houston, to Lubbock? Okay, just type in how far it is between. You want to do miles, driving distance, hours, whatever. How far it is between Lubbock and Houston? Oh, you know, some folks hate on it. I mean, it's the Olympics is business. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it one way or the other. You know,
8 hours.
8 hours. C-37 says 8 hours between Lubbock and Houston.
Oh, wow.
But Aaliyah Chavez, class of 2025, she'll be a senior in a few months in high school at Lubbock Monterey. The top girls high school player in the country has range like Caitlin Clark. She's the next Caitlin Clark already. Already. But she's Latina, okay? So she got a different, she brings a different fan base and demographic to women's college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Her final, I'm going to probably miss somebody, but I think some of her top 10, Texas Tech.
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
throwing that out there.
Texas.
Yeah.
UCLA, USC.
South Carolina, right?
LSU, South Carolina, Arizona, Tennessee, and I'm maybe forgetting somebody else. Okay. But yes, the Sci-Fair program is one of the top girls AAU programs in the country. They've had elite players go on, you know, like the Agumake sisters, you know, go to big time programs. I don't want to say how many of them have gone to UH. Let's leave it at
yes,
that.
Yes, you do. You
no,
do
I don't. I just, I'm saying about not saying it.
Yeah.
Will
yep.
and CA37. But how can I phrase this as we wrap it up here on this edition of Folks Talking Sports? These last few days, two different people I trust in basketball on the women's side gave me different answers about whether they think Aaliyah Chavez will go for college. One person said, don't be surprised if she does go to Texas Tech.
Okay.
And it might be NIL related. Okay. And I can give more details about that off the air, brother.
Yep.
The other person said, no, she's not going to Texas Tech. She's going to either Texas, LSU, or South Carolina. So we shall see. But yes, Sci-Fair is a great area for athletics. But if you're wondering, Chris, how can a girl play or go to high school in Lubbock but play AAU ball at Sci-Fair in the state? As long as it's within the state of Texas, the same state, or states that touch, it's not against NCAA regulations. So she can do it. Now you can ask, if y'all want to find out, think about, damn, how the hell is she practicing? You know, 8 hours. How's that done? How does she get from Lubbock to let your mind wander? And you might not be far off.
I found the top six, and Ohio State is out.
Oh, sure, you're the top six?
Yes. No, it's LSU, Texas, South Carolina, UCLA, Oklahoma, Texas.
That's what I forgot. That's what I forgot. Yep. So she narrowed it down. So she must have narrowed it down like within the last few days then.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's like 5 days ago, I think.
Yep. After they finished up the
yep.
the nationals.
Yep. Yep.
And I was gonna say it, Bob. You said it. I was gonna say it. Houston, nowhere to be found in recruiting elite women players. Bobby put it out there. I'm just reading what he said. He ain't wrong though. He is not wrong. He is not wrong. But in the final moments, as Thrillo touched on it, because this is referencing this.
Yeah.
Stanford softball player transferred to Texas Tech. NIL deal was $1 million. Part of it was what Tech is Under Armour because of Patrick Mahomes. But the other part is because of a husband and wife, boosters, collective, whatever.
Friends of also, the program.
Mm-hmm, friends of the program. And that's why just put out there, don't be surprised if those friends of the program go to Aaliyah Chavez and her people.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, because you said she made their final six, right? Made her final six.
Yeah.
And they have not been nastily good in women's hoops for a long time.
Shell's hoops, maybe?
It's been a long time.
Wow.
But
she gave us 47 in the national championship game. Yeah.
If she chose Texas Tech, it would be big, big news for the Big 12 women's hoops, because on a national scale, Will, they just don't have elite players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nationally recognized players like the SEC, now Juju going to Big Ten, SEC going to Big Ten. They don't have players like that. Mm-hmm. You know, are they crooks at Iowa State? Yeah. She did work in the tournament, mm-hmm. but prior to that, no one knew who she was unless you saw them play in Big 12, you know.
Right.
But Justin knows this as well. Houston has to build up their givers. They got to talk to the younger alum, folks younger than me who have money, and stop going to the same older donors, all that kind of stuff.
Thrillo, wow.
Thrillo, they're the ones who pointed up the money for them going to ACC. That's where they are. Yeah. You know, those are the ones who pointed up that $100 million in 7 days to, negate, we don't need media rights money. We're fine. We'll take care of ourselves for the next 9 years. Who the hell does that? Who, you know?
Even if I don't need it, I'm going to get all mine.
But real quick, I've said that a few times. But the last sentence, the second sentence, Bobby says, Coach Sampson would be in all of them if he were coaching the women's team. Just as an example, a few weeks ago, maybe two, the top 25 composite rankings, top 25 boys high school hoops, seniors. So the class of 25. Houston was mentioned for six of them. The job, this is another example, the job that Coach Sampson and his staff have done 10 years ago, hell, 5 years ago. Top 25 kids in the country. Yep. Six of them considering Houston. We would have, if I would have said that 5 years ago, y'all might have thought I was, what am I smoking? What are you on? Can you share? But this is where they are now. They are nationally relevant and nationally recognized. It is just amazing. As an alum, I'm proud of it. I think they might get one of those six. They get two, that'd be tremendous. But I think they get one of those six. Don't ask me which one.
Right. They get
one of those six. But they just, Justin just got to keep center point out of it. I can talk about another show. I'll talk about what Houston needs to do, or should do, about getting more money from their alums and all that kind of stuff. That's a whole other discussion topic for another time. Willie Gibson.
Yes, sir.
The floor is yours momentarily. As soon as I get your info here, you got it, sir.
Appreciate you, sir, as always. You can always find me on social media at X. I got to say X now, man. My phone won't even recognize Twitter if I type it in anymore. So it's X at Will Gibson 7. Will Knows on Facebook and IG and Threads, Will Know Sports.
And I am KG Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Ball Review. You can follow the show Folks Talking Sports on IG and Threads at Folks Talking Sports. More and more content on those platforms for this show. I will share content from colleague A.D. Moore when he's in Canton at the Pro Football Hall of Fame later this week. I will post it when he sends it and tags me. I will post it also on Folks Talking Sports on IG so you can get a feel for what it's like. And a Houston Texan is going into the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Andre Johnson. So, yes, I am proud that the Houston Round Ball Review Media Group got approved to attend and cover the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's onward and upward. So to everyone who chimed in this evening, thank you for your patience for sticking with us. This show started an hour later. That's all right. Y'all still found us. We thank you very much for that. Subscribe to the Houston Round Ball Review on YouTube. Click on that shop button. Get you a Folks Talking Sports mug. Correct?
I'm getting mine.
Andre Johnson and Mr. Watt will be in the Hall of Fame momentarily. So thank you as always. And everyone, don't forget, if you are an H-Town, if you are a Cougar fan, if you're a basketball fan, you want to see some basketball in the summer, come join me this Tuesday at Fertitta Center. The Forever Cougs will be in the quarterfinals of the TBT. 8 o'clock tip-off, Central Time, Brother Gibson.
Yes, sir.
So they're playing Team Colorado, so alums from Colorado versus alums from UH. Be there in person. Trying to get more fans in the building, even though they're not paying me to promote it, but I'm going to do it anyway because, you know, it's part of what I do here at Folks Talking Sports as well. Yep. Willie, thank you as always. And everyone knows you're a regular supporter, follower of the Houston Roundball Review. You know this. Yep. Since 1994, the Houston Roundball Review, local name, global perspective. Everyone, take care. Peace.